Why am I wearing a coat?
I don't know. Are you particularly cold today?
No, absolutely.
I'm boiling.
It's ridiculously hot.
Right, well, you were terrified of my advances in a confined space and thought you put on as many pieces of clothing on as possible.
Caroline, that is not the case. In fact, let me just take these off.
No, really, that's fine.
You sure? I got nice pants on.
I'm sure you have.
Do you want to have a look at this?
No, I really don't. No.
I've actually got it out.
No!
Kiss 101.
It's the Kiss Breakfast Podcast with Matt and Caroline. Hello.
It's
the first of our monthly podcasts because they're now monthly, not weekly.
Because we're lazy.
I was trying to think in my head then of some sort of really professional.
I was as well. I was going to be like, well, obviously, because we want all the content to be absolutely premium at all times and we don't want to waste with any waffle, but yeah, it's just we're lazy.
Here we are. We can be asked to sit around every week doing it, so we're going to just do it once a month now, but you do then get the very best.
You
bit.
Do. The cream yeah. of the crop.
Because if you've listened to our other podcasts, all 16 of them, is it?
Yeah.
You'll know that.
We put in the old crap,
yeah,
really.
Just whatever we can find just to get home. We want to get home and watch flipping Going for Gold on Channel 5 at lunchtime.
Obviously.
So, this way, if it's a monthly thing, you get the cream of the crop. And this week is absolutely no. This month. See, I'm going to keep saying this week now, aren't I?
Yeah.
This month is no obsession.
You have trouble with measurements of time at the best of times, you know, like days of the week are a problem.
With the podcast, you know, I get.
He doesn't know what decade we're in.
Where are we? We're now recording this and it's gone 9 a.m. And after 9 a.m, I don't know. I have no recognition of time. My watch in my head stops working completely.
Mainly because that's when the vodka comes out, so. You
know. Shut up.
I mean, Tizer.
Right, what's on this week's Kiss Breakfast Podcast?
Okay.
This week. See, I did it again.
You did it again.
Caroline, what's on this month's?
On this month's. Podcast, Matt Rogers. We will be doing our fabulous rendition of a programme that started off as a bit of a guilty secret, a real secret pleasure for me. It became cult status level. I blatantly forced my friends and family, including Matt, to watch it, and now they kind of gradually got hooked on it like some kind of cheap street drug. I'm talking, of course, about Come Dine With Me. It's amazing. So we've done our own rendition. Come Dine With Us.
Which I have to point out is not affiliated or linked with the original show in any way whatsoever. It just happens to copy it pretty much word for word. Have a listen. We are bringing you Come Dine With Us.
Yes! The only thing we're missing is the sarcastic voiceover.
Yes, we don't.
We need someone sort of giving a running commentary all the way through.
We didn't think of that. It was a bit last minute. We decided to do this yesterday. And if you were listening yesterday morning, you'll have heard us select our courses at random. It came up that Amy would be doing the starter. I'm going to be doing the main course, which I'm not happy about. And Caroline's doing the dessert. That was the only course I didn't want. That's Sod's Law, that's the one
to
I got.
To be fair, we wish you didn't get it either.
Right.
Have you ever cooked? I don't know.
No, never.
There's no oven. You've never cooked before, you don't have any fresh food in your fridge.
Amy has just wandered in with the starter.
Yes.
Ooh. Right, okay. So this
looks yummy, actually.
This is the starter now. Would you like to explain what this is?
Okay, it's a wrap. It's got in it bits of chicken in a mustard and natural yogurt sort of sauce mixed up with some salad in it, a bit of lettuce, a few red grapes, and a bit of cucumber. This looks delicious.
It is.
We're supposed to be eating it now, are we?
I'm going to bite now.
You put food in front of me, I'm going to eat it. Okay, so that's chicken, yeah?
Yep.
And it's a...
That is really good.
It's like a... It reminds me of fajitas because it's in a wrap and I eat a lot of fajitas. But it's nice. Great presentation with the cucumber on
beautiful.
The side.
Good. And she's got sliced up cherry tomatoes and she's kind of presenting them like little jewels in between the cucumber.
They're the grapes. Oh, they're the grapes. I'm sorry.
The grapes are like little jewels in between the cucumber.
Well then, Caroline.
Okay. That's a good start, isn't it? Oops.
We've been doing this in a Come Dine With Me format. We should now be just generally getting drunk, but obviously it's morning radio. And Ofcom don't allow that. Those scoundrels. So we have to just sit here and chat about the day's events.
Maybe what you need to do is take a mouthful of the chicken and stick a bit of the cucumber and grape in there together.
That's what I'm doing.
Then you can get the whole flavour.
I'm doing that now.
Try that all. So what do you do then?
Well, I like to eat.
I work with you.
No, we all work with each other, so.
Damn it.
Here we go with mine. A traditional British meal. It's burger.
Burger.
Oh, yeah, they're not any kind of hamburger. They're cheeseburger.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew, are these cheeseburgers
Matthew,
in the microwave?
Yes.
What don't I like?
What don't you like burgers, don't you?
Yes, what don't I like that's in it?
Cheese?
I hate cheese.
Do you?
I really hate cheese.
I love it. Hopefully that'll boost your score.
You may as well. I've popped some baby sick in my burger.
No, listen, right?
And you put feta on the sides.
Is that not what you're talking about?
There's cheese in it.
There's cheese in it. There's cheese next to it.
So you don't like the cheese in it either?
I hate cheese.
Oh,
right,
crap.
I like this.
Let me explain what I've made here. Traditional British meal. We have home-cooked burgers.
Are they homemade?
Yeah, home.
Oh, I bought them.
Yeah, they're homemade.
Shut up. They're
not. They're literally perfect to be homemade.
They are perfect because I'm amazing. They are burgers.
Try and nibble a corner.
Right, just start eating. Okay, burgers. And we have inside the burger relish called tomato sauce. We also have inside the burger cheese slice, because that's what's traditional in a burger. Unfortunately, Caroline doesn't like it. And decorated around the side of the plate, I have, are they called baby tomatoes or cherry tomatoes?
Cherry
tomatoes chopped into halves. Also have what are you doing? She's just thrown up in the bin.
I didn't throw up. I'm sorry, I tried to eat the cheese, but I had to spit it out. I'm sorry. I'm going to try and find a bit that hasn't got any cheese on it.
I also have lettuce and feta cheese.
Did you copy me with the lettuce and the salad around it?
No, I had this plan all along. In fact, I think you'll find my salad around it was bigger than yours. That's surely worthy of extra points here. Did you have feta on the side of yours? No, you didn't.
No.
I think you'll find you didn't have cherry tomatoes either.
Oh, I'm enjoying this, actually. Is this one of these ones that you buy like in a packet and you can microwave them?
What, burger?
Yeah.
No, it's home cooked. I bought mince and mashed it up and turned it into a...
No, you didn't. It's too round and flat.
That's because I'm a good cook. Why do you not believe me?
I know the taste of homemade burgers. I make homemade burgers, and that's not a homemade burger.
Yes, it is. Homemade burger. I made it myself. I've just warmed it up this morning, and it's all proper. Proper cheeseburger.
No, it's got griddle marks on it and all sorts.
That's because I used a griddle to make it.
We don't have a griddle.
I brought one in.
No, you didn't. That's a lie.
I did. Right, you finished slagging me off now? Finished slagging me off? Okay, that was the main course. Got a picture of it going online straight after the show, and the recipe, you'll be pleased to know, Caroline spent the duration of that record urging.
I thought I'd just eat all the cherry tomatoes because Amy very kindly donated her tomatoes because I couldn't finish my burger. But one of them had a little squidge of feta in the middle of it that got sort of wedged in, and then it went...
Feta's good.
Feta's good.
Oh, for God's
sake. I'm weird. No, I freely admit I'm weird. Most people love cheese, and I am weird. Right. So it's not your fault.
For the main course on Come Dine With Us this morning, it was my job to prepare the main course, and it's Matt's Burger Surprise.
Okay.
Matt's Burger Surprise, which was indeed a home-cooked cheeseburger with a relish of tomato ketchup and decorated around the plate with some lettuce. What's this one? That's not called lettuce, is it? What's that?
Looks like lettuce. Well. I think it's frise.
Yeah.
I
don't know, some darker
it's
coloured
a type
lettuce.
Of lettuce. Yeah. Right. See, frise or Lola Rossa.
Little tomato. What are they called?
Cherry
tomatoes and feta cheese decorating the outside of the plate. It's time to score it, please, children. I have. What's the score to beat? 28, isn't it?
27
was the score to beat. That was Amy's starter, which was the chicken wrap. 27 to beat on that. First up, let's have Amy's score.
I'm going to be generous.
And the score is. You give me 7.
Yeah.
That's not generous. I gave you 9.
That is generous.
Hang on a minute.
But you didn't even cook that yourself.
I didn't cook it myself.
This is a fake homemade burger. That's fine. It tastes lovely and the presentation was good. So that's why I've given you 7. And I love cheese.
I gave you 9, woman.
I also...
How did I cook mine?
Yes, Amy did cook that lovingly herself.
I cooked it.
In the microwave. Yeah.
Caroline, what did you give me?
Well, I did...
Because you didn't eat it. You threw it in the bin.
I did think the presentation was excellent, so I'll give you 4 points alone just for that. But I'm only going to give you an extra 2 on top of that because you didn't make it, and I'm really sorry, but I hate cheese, so I'll give you 6.
I did make it, and 6 is actually a lot more than I thought you were going to get. I thought I was going to get a 2. I'm going to give myself a 9 because I didn't put gherkins in there, and I wish I had.
I like gherkins.
I know, and I didn't, and that's let me down. So that means a total score of 9 add 7 add 6, whatever that is.
Okay, 22?
22, yeah. Brilliant. So I've lost. Basically.
Well, no, you might hate my pudding. You might really hate it.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be your thing at all.
Maybe. Amy, can we just give her 1 so I don't come last? And now it's time for the dessert, the third and final course, which is Caroline's. Oh, my God. All right.
I spent ages making this.
Okay, you'll be able to see pictures and the recipes online straight after the show. And trust me, a bit more work went into this than mine, that's for sure. Okay, what's your dessert?
I have made a blueberry cheesecake.
A blueberry
cheesecake. Which I know is surprising. Well, I don't like cheese, but actually I'm fine with this kind of cheese. It's all good. So,
wow.
Yeah.
It does look very impressive.
Yes. So, would you like a slice?
Yes!
Yes.
Yes, okay. Damn it!
I have to admit, I'm not a fan of fruity desserts, though, so... Ooh. But I'm going to try it.
You have to win her over, look, this morning. I love cheesecake.
Right.
And I am, okay. like, salvating.
That's one of you likes it.
So I'm one of these people who likes chocolate cheesecake.
Amy, I'll just give you a tiny small bit. Is that what you were expecting?
I was hoping for some chocolate.
Oh, yes. My God. Right, we're going to... What we're going to do is...
It does look amazing, though.
We're going to eat this during the next record, and then we'll score it out of 10.
Okay.
Amy had the starter. What's your starter called, Amy?
The sexy, gorgeous chicken wrap.
Amy's sexy, gorgeous chicken wrap. Mine was the Matt's burger surprise. And what's yours called, Caro?
Just blueberry cheesecake.
Caro's blueberry cheesecake. Oh, you couldn't give it a better name than that. Come on. Give it something like...
Caro's crappy cheesecake.
No, don't call it crappy. Don't call it crappy.
Caro's classy cheesecake.
Nice. Mm. I like that. Caro's classy cheesecake for the third and final course. We've been eating it, and without telling you what I think of it...
Mm.
I'm eating nearly all of it already during that 2.5 and that record was only 2.5 minutes, so that's a good sign, surely. But how am I going to score it? That's the question. Well, let's find out. We need some scores. Amy Garner, if you could write down a score, please, for Caroline. You've got 27 to beat. It's out of 30, remember. We can allow up to 10 each. Amy, what is your score?
9 out of 10.
That's very generous.
The reason I give 9 is just because I don't like fruit on desserts. I've had to pull off the blueberries, but everything below the blueberries.
That's right, I'll eat your blueberries. That's
fine. It's amazing. It's gorgeous.
Caro, give yourself a score now, please.
You gave yourself 9, didn't you?
I gave myself 10. Go for it.
I'm going to give myself 10 just because I did actually make mine.
Fair
and
dues.
You didn't make yours.
Okay, so it's my score that decides who's the winner.
Okay.
Because your current score, Caroline, is 18.
And we have to point 19. Out that Caroline, 19. Caroline took 2 hours making this as well, so there's a lot of effort.
So Caroline's current score is 19. Mm-hmm. You've got 27 to beat.
Yeah.
So I need to give you a score...
Of 8 or more. 8 for me to draw level with Amy, and you have to give me a 9
so
to win.
So 9 would win it for you.
Mm.
My score on Caro's classy cheesecake... I give it a 10.
Oh!
Absolutely. I love it.
I'm ridiculously excited by that.
Caro has
won. I'm so competitive. It's ridiculous.
Kiss Breakfast, come dine with us. Caroline cooked the winner, everyone.
Yay!
Yes.
Thank you.
And if you want to see the recipes and the pictures of each of our courses, you can go online to our webpage, totalkiss.com/101. Click Kiss 101 Breakfast.
I love you both.
They'll all be there after the show. All right, where's that tenner you promised me?
Kiss 101.
Have you seen there's now a show on ITV1 in the afternoons? That is literally, I mean, we were complimenting Come Dine With Me by doing a Come Dine With Us special.
Yeah.
There's a programme on ITV1 in the afternoons now. I can't remember what it's called, House Guest or something. And it's the same.
It's a rip-off.
It's the same. Basically, it is identical. You have 5 sets of people. Some of them can be couples, so I suppose that's different. And they go round to each other's houses and they stay the night and then they mark them for their hospitality and their food. So it's basically Come Dine With Us or Come Dine With Me.
But with pyjamas.
But with pyjamas.
Yeah.
And it's they even have a sarcastic voiceover. Man.
Oh, you can't. The whole point is on Channel 4, is it? Because it's slightly snobby and it's slightly ripping the mick out of, you know, the people on it. And I think once you get to ITV, you're getting in the wrong territory.
Well,
it needs to be on Channel 4.
I'm telling you, give it a year and it will become the kind of fodder that Come Dine With Me now is.
Do you think?
I think so. We'll see. Kiss Breakfast Podcast. We're on to episode 17 of the podcast, and this is now the new monthly regime that we're bringing you with literally the very best things we could find from the last month of Kiss Breakfast. And next, only flipping celebrity guests.
Yes, indeed. It's a man who actually is very nice and not up his own bum, as we're a little bit worried. Craig David! Actually, it was only me who's worried he'd be up his own bum, because Matt, literally, I think, if Craig were a woman, he would want to marry him, and probably even he'd marry him anyway, just because I think you do sexy man love with him,
look,
wouldn't you? You would. No, you would. Come on. You were so excited. A little bit of wee-wee came out when he came
As on. A thoroughly heterosexual man...
You're allowed one gay crush.
You're allowed a man crush.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a gay crush.
I think it was a little bit.
It's
just want to kiss him slightly.
All right, should we just get on and play it out again? Here it is. See, now I'm getting all tongue-tied because it's Craig David.
This is Craig dishing the dirt on what it's really like to be punched in the face by a Mexican and whether it's worse than working with Jack Osborne.
Craig. It's Matt and Caroline on Kiss Breakfast, and we are getting close now to Christmas. Am I allowed to start getting excited?
Yes, okay. That's fine.
With Christmas brings with it people in the music industry who are required by law to release a greatest hits album. Someone who's doing just that. It's only flipping Craig David in the house, everyone!
What's happening? What's going on?
Oh, mate, it is so good to see you here.
How are you?
Do you know,
Very well, thank you.
I'll be honest, I'm a little bit starstruck because it's Craig David.
I have to say, you're looking very buff these days.
Oh, you're very kind.
How many times have you heard that over the last
many,
year?
Many, probably, yeah.
Do you know what? It has been said a few times, I must say, but it's actually quite a good thing, because from look at Fatty running across the school playground back in the day, I much prefer looking buff. Is always a nice sort of change from that.
Were you sort of like a larger kid when you were at school?
Yeah, I was at all the pies and more, because I love it. I loved eating. I'll never deny the fact that I did love to eat. I'd come home from school and I'd have a dessert, and then I'd have my actual dinner, and then I have another dessert. Why
me
not?
Me too. I ate so much when I was a kid. Yeah.
Oh, you have to. And I think always in the back of my mind, I was like, one day I'm going to take it seriously. I'm going to train really hard. And then I happened to meet this guy who was like an ex-professional boxer, and he started training me, and then started to see results. So
and
it was cool.
Because it was when you came back sort of earlier this year, you'd been out of the spotlight for a couple of years probably, wasn't it? It was quite a while. And you came back and everyone was like, look at Craig David, he's been down the gym. I mean, it must be quite a nice thing to hear. It's better than hearing, look at Craig David, look how weedy he's become. That's not what you
do. You know
what?
It's like a lot of the times when people come, they haven't seen him for a little while, they're like, whoa, you put on a few pounds. Look at that. Watch, look how big she's
and you're
got.
Like, it's muscle. Yeah. Shut
you know
up.
What? But now it's nice to know that hard work in the gym does pay off, but it's just that consistency of doing all the time. When it gets to winter, you just want a couple of Mr. Kipling's mince pies and
oh,
you're good to
hell
go.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So,
but with doing all that training, I know you did the Adrenaline Junkie with Jack Osborne recently, and you got like thoroughly beaten up in like crazy Mexican gyms, didn't you?
Oh yeah, we had to really go through the paces, and it was an incredible experience. It was like completely out of my comfort zone. I mean, climbing a 400 foot rock face and a descent in 200 foot into the largest cave that you can descend into, and abseiling down. But the boxing one was so real, that's all I can say. There was no camera coming in halfway through to sort of say, oh, how are you feeling, to help you out. It was blows that you were taking.
It's just put him in there and hit him. Yeah.
Especially if you come in with like matching kind of boxing kit, all cool from the UK with Jack Osborne and a film crew, and the guys in the gym are like, who are these guys? And they're like, you know what, I'm going to knock this guy all the way back to the UK. That's what I'm going to do. Regardless if the coach says take it easy on him, this is their first time in the ring.
It was
amazing.
You know, any tendencies to want to use Jack Osborne as a human shield at any point, you know, just to get your own back?
My take on Jack changed completely. From what my first perception of him before I came on the show was like, why has he got this show? How did this come about? Obviously, it's through him being this dysfunctional family, the Osborne show being such a big kind of like...
Let's face it, we're all thinking
phenomenon.
It. Yeah,
basically, he's a bit of an idiot. That's what we all thought.
Absolutely. And he was going through a moment where he was just like being a complete fool and just running around, the drugs, drink, everything. But then when I met him, completely turned around. It really was for a moment like a shock to the system, and said, you can't judge people like that. Having met him, he's clean, he doesn't do drugs or drink, and his attitude was to really be a team player. He wanted you to succeed in all the tasks. He wasn't there trying to show you up on his TV show. He was a very modest, humble, down-to-earth guy. Oh yeah, a few swear words come out of the mouth. That would be right. You need that. You can't lose everything.
To be fair, I'm a big fan of swearing, so yeah.
Well, you can take the boy out of Osborne, so we can't take Osborne out of the boy. That's what it comes down to, but he was a thoroughly nice gentleman.
Listen, let's get onto your music right now. In the last year or so, since you kind of come back on the scene with the Kano record, which I loved as well.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And now this, the 6-1 thing and Hot Stuff as well. It's like you've gone for a more upbeat sort of vibe this last couple of years.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I think for many albums I was very firmly sort of in the ballads and mid-tempo songs, because I found lyrically you could really get your point across.
Yeah.
But as soon as you step into the up-tempo numbers, sort of the lyric kind of falls back a little bit, and it's more about the production and what drives you to dance in the club. So I just wanted to get back to some of that stuff, because it's fun and it's fresh and it's young, and to be honest, a lot of those elements will be in the next record as well. So I just wanted to give a little feel on this greatest hits package now for what's about to come up. So
what I'd like to congratulate you on, and this is something Christina has messed up on, right? Because Christina's got her greatest hits out, okay, the decade of hits that's out now, and she's missed a whole bunch of tracks. It's like what because I've checked your track listing, and everything you've done and released is there. Everything
there's an enormous sense of value.
Yeah, you get. Whereas Christina, it's like
can't hold us down and
Car Wash is not on there either. It's quite strange. She's missed out some of her big tunes, but going through your track listing, it's literally even and this is my favourite, and my missus absolutely loves this as well.
What's your flavour?
Oh, remember that? I love that tune. Seriously,
he actually jumps up and down when that comes on.
My other half Nikki, she said to me when I said I was catching up with Craig David today, she said, oh, you've got to ask him to re-release What's Your Flavour, because it's brilliant. Can you?
I love that. See, that is what I'm talking about. Just getting re-releasing things. Mm. Well, that's the future.
The thing is now, when you've got the greatest hits, with the future being downloads and everyone's now downloading, all of these songs could now end up in the top 10 if everyone just went and downloaded them all separately, couldn't they? Is that how?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's changed so much. That's why the greatest hits now. I'm able to release the greatest hits at 27 years old and only having 4 albums. I mean, one, by the virtue of thankfully having enough hits to put on a greatest hits record, but also the way in which it's changed. You can go onto iTunes and pick off the songs and make your own greatest hits, really, if you wanted
definitely,
to.
Definitely, yeah.
So it's more about the new material that's on there and people being able to hear that and then reminisce over your old material to hopefully get you to the next record, because it's like crazy how the digital revolution has just changed up the whole game.
Do you find you get more freedom now to do the things you want to do? Are you less constrained than you used to be when you first started out? Have you learnt a lot more now?
Yeah, I think I've been able to now. I'm almost like, how can I put it? David Beckham, when he first came on the scene, would be scoring goals like nobody's business and running around like crazy. And then when he started to sort of settle back, he knew that he could play that long, beautiful ball perfectly onto the other person's foot with effortlessly. And I think now, for me, the way I look at it is that you don't need to run around into places and get yourself caught up and the defender's like on you and he's about to kind of like put you in a funny situation where you may lose the ball. I think if you can just have a little bit of elegance about the way you play the ball around, that's what I've tried to do with my music and focus on the right areas and make sure that you always remember it's only about the song. Forget the 13 million records. I could be here with this ego all day long being like, wow, check me out. But actually, I just want to make great music and have another 10-year life to my career and get to another greatest hits. That's my real mission, so I'm very excited.
There was actually another song there. You could write a song just about that. Yeah, it was a good analogy.
Literally,
we were going down that route.
There you go.
Analogies are us.
Listen, keep a note of that, right, and put it on the next record, because that was pretty deep. All that.
Yeah, and it would please the football heads as well.
Yeah,
so, you know,
it
ticks all boxes.
It was deep for this time in the morning.
It
was like, well, it's when you're having a coffee, like,
we're
oh,
impressed.
Man, can you do that a bit later on? That's like a bit too much for me right now.
9 years since the first record came out. Wow.
Yeah.
You're feeling old.
On one hand, yes, and the other hand, like, being 27, it feels like I've only just started off.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? At 27, most people wouldn't even have started their music career.
Yeah.
And yet you're there with the whole greatest hits. And I'm looking at it, it's rammed full of stuff that everyone knows. And
rammed,
it
love
is
it.
And can I just say as well, what a bonus if you get the greatest hits. Disc 2, you get DVDs of all the, you get like videos of all the tracks as well.
Yeah.
That's always
that's a change of time now. You can get the whole package. It's all about content.
Yeah, it makes you go out, because the thing is, with downloads, you just want a track, you'll download the track. But if you want all the videos as well, in a neat package for Christmas.
And you get that feeling of something in your hand. Yeah. I think that's nice to have as well as a download, because it feels more of an acquisition, more of a present in your hand.
Right, listen, Craig, we got, Caroline has put together a very splendid, what are we calling this?
I'm going to call this, I think I'll borrow from a retro programme, I'm going to call it Celebrity Test.
It's Celebrity Test. Do you want me to do your voiceover jingle
thing?
Yeah,
go on then.
And now it's time. I'm not going to do that.
No.
It's just time for the...
I've gone on the right route.
It was
quite good, actually. just needed a bit of echo.
That's why
tiny bit of delay on it. A little bit of reverb, and it would have...
And now. Time. For. No, I can't do that. That doesn't work.
It's like a little bit of speech impediment there.
Yeah, I did, didn't it?
Shall I just get on with it?
Yeah, just do it.
I'd like you, Craig, if you could just relax your mind, clear it of all other thoughts, you know, get rid of the image of being punched in the face of Mexico. Just lose it. Go calm.
Okay.
And I'm just going to fire some very quick questions at you. I want you to tell me the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay, go for it.
Marmite, love it or hate it?
Love.
Favourite comfort food?
Dairy milk, fruit and nut.
Favourite sport?
Football.
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Boxers or jockey shorts?
Boxer shorts.
Fave tune to kick back to?
Usher, Nice and Slow.
City or country?
Country.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
Favourite TV show?
If Match of the Day counts, that would be a good one.
Thank you very, very much.
Hey, excellent. That was good. That was fast as
I
well.
I feel we got a very quick and Siri insight into what makes you tick.
I wouldn't
get more of that than you probably did have a whole 15-minute interview with me.
This is it.
I see. If you'd have did that on me, I just would have been, I wouldn't have had a clue what
that's
to
it.
Say.
You can't think about it. You just have to say
that
straight
was,
away.
That was
beautiful.
That,
thank you.
That was
pleasure.
That was, you could say, hot stuff.
Oh, I had to try and fill you all in.
God.
You know? Oh, give me
so
7 days.
Sorry, Craig.
Give me seven days.
I don't want you to get too stressed out and be like, God, this guy's talking for so long that you have to walk away. It's terrible.
Oh.
But as we're here rendezvousing, let's just continue as we
need. It's like a world filled with love, isn't it?
It really is.
It's making me rise and fall. Sorry.
After the show, I'm going to go online and rewind this and listen all over again.
The rate we're going on talking like this with Beryl for 7 days.
Doesn't matter because you're slicker than your average.
All right, let's just stop it now. At once. Listen, Craig, it's been great having you in.
It's been a pleasure.
Happy Christmas. Can I just be the first? Has anyone said Happy Christmas to you?
No, you actually be the first.
Come on!
There you go. Happy Christmas for me too.
Craig, listen, thanks very much for popping in. It's
been a pleasure, it really has.
We appreciate it. You have a blimmin' good Christmas.
You too, and have a great new year.
Craig David, everyone!
Thank you.
Kiss
101.
We've done it so many times now. We're in sync with each other on it. This is the Matt and Caroline podcast. It's episode 17. Thank you for downloading. You've already heard stuff from Come Dine With Us. You've heard Craig David do his rewind type stuff. And now it's a bit of Amy Winehouse, who... I'll let you explain, because this is something that was news to me when I first heard Cara talking about this.
Amy is someone whose career I followed very closely, and despite the ribbing shed in the press, I still love her. I love her music, I love her, and I follow with interest her doings, because she's mental and does weird things all the time. And recently I'd noticed that Amy Winehouse seems to conduct her entire life purely on her intercom system. She doesn't leave her flat anymore, does everything via the intercom. Literally talking to the paparazzi, talking to fans, people who want to come and interview her. It's all via the intercom. So we thought we'd take this one step further and extend it to her music, because surely it was only a matter of time before Amy, the intercom album, was released.
Check it.
It's here, just in time for Christmas. Amy, the intercom album. Full of the same old stuff you've already bought, but rambled to the public through a door. Featuring Rehab, Rehashed.
I've got nightmares in my hair. Actually, it's quite nice.
Tights dry on their own.
Yeah, just hanging at Miss Moore's.
Back to Black, rings around the bath.
When at a scarers, I'll just use the cat.
And bonus track, My Old Man's a Dustman. And we've stuck some extra pictures on it and stuff, so it's different. Honest.
My old man is a dustman. He's a taxi driver, actually.
Amy, the intercom album. In shops now.
Oh, no, not going out to shops. I'm staying here in my pants.
That was the Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 17. Once again, I haven't actually checked which episode it is, and if it's not, I apologise.
Let's call it podcast episode 2,000,004.
But that was our... And do we call this the November podcast or the December podcast?
Because I don't know.
It's out at the end of November.
But someone might come across this in June of next year, and, you know...
I get confused. Do you know what? It's November, we're recording this. I was in the shops the other day, I saw the latest FHM out, the January issue.
Our magazines do this, and it's really scary, because they always jump a month ahead, and it confuses the hell out of me.
But why? Why? At the end of the month, if you're going to release a new magazine... Release the January. December. Oh, I see.
You're right. They're getting further and further ahead, and it's very confusing.
It's mental. So, effectively, this could be the January podcast.
Yeah.
Hello. You're listening to us in January.
You're going to have to start talking about New Year's resolutions and the whole year. And guilty stuff you did over the Christmas period when you drunk too much.
That's still to come.
I haven't done that yet.
Unless you're listening to this.
I'm going to start feeling guilty about stuff I haven't even done
but
yet.
The problem is, if you download this in January, it will have all been done.
Oh, no.
So maybe it's the February edition of the podcast we're doing. We should now talk about Valentine's Day.
My head hurts and I need to lie down now.
You can do that.
Okay.
It's time to wrap up this week's Kiss Breakfast podcast. We're back on air weekday mornings from 6 till 9. You can listen to us on 101 FM, 97.2 FM, DAB Digital Radio, online, and also on your iPhone. Listen to us in all those places. It's the way to do it. It's like technology is advancing every second of the day. Soon you'll be able to listen to us through a packet of Garibaldi. Let me wrap things up with a little question for you.
Okay.
Little pop quiz. I'll give you the answer at the end of the next podcast.
Ooh.
Oh, it's like a little tease. So you'll get the answer for this at the end of the next podcast.
Okay.
Here's the big question. I'll leave you to think about it. Kiss 101, the station that we're on,
yes,
launched in September 2006,
mm-hmm,
just over 2 years ago now.
Okay.
And we were the first show on Kiss Breakfast.
Yes, we were.
Launched at 7 a.m. on the date. I can't remember. 6th of September?
6th of the 6th. 2006.
Anyway, whatever. We launched and we did the first show. But the question I ask you, dear listener, and you, Miss Caroline Cook, is what was the very first song we played? Mm-hmm. Have a little think about it, and I will reveal the answer because I'm pretty sure I remember it.
Did you write it down?
Well, it's just in my head. Yeah. When you're a DJ, you remember some of these things. It's kind of stuck in my head.
I don't.
Well, that's because you're a girl. Boy DJs, we're much more geeky.
More anoraki, yeah.
But I will reveal at the end of the next podcast. So download episode 18 of the podcast, whenever that comes out next month. And because it's the end of December, it'll be Christmas. Is it going to be on time? I don't know. Just keep your eye on your iTunes thingy and you'll find out what was the first song ever played on Kiss 101. An exciting pop quiz and a good reason to download the next episode.
Merry Easter. Kiss 101.